Like later on. Okay, Daf Samach. We'll start the Mishnah at the bottom of Notes and Mitzvahs. Ein ma'arvin peris beperis. This is all to do with the laws of cheating. So you're not allowed to mix. If you're that means you're a private seller and you're selling it, and people think it comes from your own private field, so you can't mix in fruit from another field because it's misleading. It's and therefore the person's cheating. He thinks he's getting all of this quality peris.
Australian imported products.
Canned tomatoes from New Zealand or something. Afilu chadoshim b'chadoshim. Even if they're both new, in other words, if they're both the same vintage, so you would say are the same quality.
Chadoshim means in terms of
seasons.
No. Just in terms of quality, right? So you would say you might have thought that if they're from the same season, then they're equal quality, and therefore you could. Just no. Even if it's the same season, but if it's from two different fields, you can't mix them together. The top of the page, needless to say that you can't mix in new ones with the old ones, because the old ones are they're already been. I guess it means grains here. Yeah, they're dried out, and you can make flour if you sell dried out grain. It's actually in a better position because it's easier to make the flour out. But you don't have to go through the whole drying process, and therefore, if a person thinks he's buying old, like already dried grain, and you for sure can't mix in fresh grain in there because it's not ready to go, and he's going to get less flour out of it. So that's for sure not good. Then we had Be'emes Amru, and we know whenever it says Be'emes Amru, that means that's the halacha, that there's nothing to talk about anymore. In truth, they said Be'yayin hitiru la'arav kosher barach. If wine, you can mix hard wine and soft wine. Not sure the lotion of hard and soft, but heavier and softer. It says you can do that. Because you're making it better. So you can put in something that's better than what the guy thinks he's getting, but you obviously can't make it worse. But ein be'arvin shmori yayin be'yayin, you cannot mix the sediment into the wine. But you, in other words, from a different...
Bulk it up, you're saying.
No, from a different wine. Yeah, if you mix in different ones together, then you're gonna get.
But if the wine you're selling is that.
Without
sediment.
Yeah. But the sediment that belongs to that wine that you're selling, you can give. That's part of the deal. Mishan is. We've done this before already, yes. That's part of the deal that you expect to get shmorim in a barrel of wine. Mishan is sarif mayim b'yeno. If you mixed water with your wine, loyim karenu b'chanus, elim kein idea. You can't sell it in a store unless you tell people, put a sign up, this wine has already been diluted with water, because otherwise people will think they're getting pure wine. Below the tagor, afopisha idea, isheni el ramis, but you can't sell it to a retailer. So if you're a retailer and you've got wine that's been diluted in water, you can sell it retail with a sign up that says this is pre-diluted. But I can't sell it to you. Yeah, I shouldn't say that. But you can't sell it to a retailer. You can't sell it to a retailer, because why is a retailer buying watered down wine? Because he's got to sell
it
in order to make a bigger margin to whatever.
After the shiro, I'll tell you a very interesting, funny story about that.
Okay, so therefore you can't sell it, because why is he buying from you this watered down wine? Probably he wants to trick people with it, so therefore you can't sell it to him. Doesn't cast a very nice light on retailers. It's not. Yeah. Anyway, mokem shenogula hatol mayim biyayin, in the place where the custom is that everybody puts water in the wine, then yatilu. Then there's no problem, because everybody expects that it's going to be diluted with water. Yeah. So we know that if we go and buy what's it called, Moscato d'Ozzy, yeah, then we know we're getting lemonade. So then you're allowed to. You're not misleading anybody.
Yeah, but if you buy a good caramel Sacramento wine or one of the real good ones,
good sugar.
Then you want the powerful stuff.
Yeah, you want to get sick. Hatagar, a retailer, he's entitled to buy from five different silos and stick it onto one shelf, one basket, and sell it like that, because everybody knows that if you buy grain from a retailer, he's not the farmer. So he's got from all the different farmers, and you know you're getting a mixture. Yeah. Mehei gitois, and he can also take wine from five different vats. Put into one barrel. As long as he's not intending to trick, you know, to say, I'm selling you chveis premium champagne, and meanwhile he mixes in other things in there, and you don't get.
Like everyone
thing.
Thinks it's single malt, and he's yeah. really making a blended.
Yeah, that's it. That's
you
right.
Words out of my mouth.
That's right. But
and
so
puts
you
it together in a sherry cask.
So you can. That's right. So if you do it in such a way that everyone's going to think that it's pure, good stuff, then you can't do it. But if just Stam, people would assume without you misleading them that they're getting mixtures anyway. So then it's okay. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. What's the pshat? Ein tzarich leimar. So we talked about not mixing peiris with peiris. Ein tzarich leimar chadoshes me'arba v'shanes m'sholosh. Needless to say, if the new one is 4 kilos to a dollar, v'shanes m'sholosh, and the old one is 3 kilos to a dollar, that means that the old one's more expensive. Yeah, the ein ma'arvin. So of course you can't mix in the cheaper stuff with the better stuff and sell it as better. So, needless to say, that's the Ein Tzarich Loimar, which the Mishnah talked about, yeah? Ein Tzarich Loimar Chadoshim Bishonim. Ela, Filu Chadoshis Mishas Vishas Bi'ar. But here we're saying, even if the new one is more expensive, yeah? For some reason, the new one is more expensive. It's three to a dollar, and the old one is four to a dollar. Ein Ma'arvin, you still can't mix it. And they should Adam Reitz Le'yashna. Because a person, why does a person want to buy... He buys the new grain because he wants to
age it.
Yeah, he wants to dry it. He wants to dry it out. So why is the price higher? So the price is not higher because it's better. The price is higher because the person wants to do it himself.
It's more desirable.
It's DIY. Yeah. So therefore, he'd rather pay more money and do it himself than have someone pre-dry it for him.
He might not do it right. The old ones, the dry ones, make more flour.
Maybe he thinks he can do it better himself than what the other guy did, yeah? So, but that doesn't mean that it's intrinsically more valuable. For this particular person, that's what he wanted, so he's willing to pay a higher price. But you can't then decide to mix that in with your old one and sell it to somebody else because they may not value it as much. And therefore you're ripping them off. Okay, but you can put the heavy wine with the soft wine because it makes it better. Amra balazar ado amra ado amra like zaysimeris. This tells you that kol beemes amra. Whenever the Mishnah uses the expression beemes amra halachahi, then this is it halacha. And you don't argue. Nobody's nothing to hesitate about it. Amra Nachman uben agito shana. Nachman says this is talking about when you mix it when it's still in the process and the vats, yeah, where you're amongst the vats, you can take a hard one and mix it with a soft one because you're making it better, yeah. But if it's not, if it's already bottled, if I walk into Rishon and I get a bottle of this and a bottle of that and I mix them together, it doesn't matter if one's better than the other. It's not going to be very good. You can't mixing wines once they're already processed is never good. If you mix it straight out of the vat while you're still fermenting it, then the better one can make the lower one better. Nowadays, they do mix wines together, even when it's not during the process. Because everyone knows that that's what happens. And they're moichel and they don't care. Or maybe they do care, but they know about it. And Ravachabre, Ravika, Omar, Hamani Ravachihi. Now, the one who says you're allowed to is Ravachi. The Tani Ravachi Matir. Bedover Hanita, he says, even if it's not Benagito, Isravacha says it's okay because he says, since you can taste the difference, and with wine, whenever you buy wine, you do you taste the sample first, and therefore you would know what you're getting. So you sample the wine, and therefore it doesn't matter if the shopkeeper mixed it and it's not what the person wanted, he'll know about it because he's going to taste it before he buys it. Yeah, you give people to taste all the wines before they buy.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Don't worry, they bring them back if they don't like them. Trade them in for a new model.
Okay. Ain't my average smart yam, but yam that's not smarter with the sediment. Amarta reisha. 1 minute. So what's going on here? Amarta reisha, ain't my average claw. You first started off by saying you can't mix in the sediment. Yeah. And then you said he puts smartim in. So that's just the words seem to contradict themselves. The chitema, what would you tell me? My noisenlay shmara of the kamaydalay. That noisenlay only means when you tell him. That if you tell him, you can put it in. That's what it means. But 1 minute. Midikatani say for Lay Kamana Bachanos, we said that you can't sell it in the shop. Elim came my dia unless you tell the buyer that that's what he's getting. But Layla Tagar Apple Pisha my dia. And so yeah, you could and to a retailer, you can't give it, even if you tell him, because he's trying to trick you, is mitlal dereisha. Yeah, that means that the first part where it says that you could do it, not to a shop, is mitlal dereisha. That means you can do it. You can do it even without telling him. So how come you started off by saying you can't do it, and then you said you can? This is what it means. Ein ma'arvin shmorim shal emesh b'shal yom. When it says don't mix the sediment, it doesn't mean don't put the sediment into the barrel. You're not allowed to have the sediment in the barrel of wine that it grew in. Yeah, what it means is you can't mix yesterday's sediment b'shal yom. V'lo b'shal yom b'shal emesh, and not today's with yesterday's. Because if you take sediment from two different wine batches, then you're going to ruin the taste, yeah? So you can't mix different batches. But you can do the one from the same batch. And as Rashi said, that the day and night is love dafke. It really means, yesterday, a different batch, the old batch, a new batch, whatever. Tani nami hachi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer ha-shefer yayin l'chaveir, someone who's pouring out wine to sell to his friend, ha-reza l'yariv shal emesh b'shal yom, he can't mix some of yesterday's in with today's, v'lo shal yom b'shal emesh, not today's with yesterday's, av'ba'ariv shal emesh b'shal emesh, shal yom b'shal yom, but you can mix yesterday's with yesterday's, and today's with today's. In other words, if it's the same batch, then you can mix it in with the shmorim and everything else. Okay, next one. Mishnah Sar of Mayim Biyeno. If the water got mixed into your wine, I raise a lame karena b'chavus, you can't sell it in the shop, and then came my dioi, because people will think it's undiluted. Is Rava Isile Chamra Mechanusa. Rava went to Rishon and brought him a bottle of wine. He bought him some wine. Mazgei, and then he diluted it within his recipe of dilution. And Tom, he tasted it. They have a bossim, and it didn't taste good. Is Shadra Lechanusa, so he returned it. That's what
it's a Jewish custom. What do you want?
It's Bossim, not Bossim.
It says Bossim in mine. And Bossim, yeah. Bossim means Bossim means tasty. Yeah?
Art Scrolls.
Yeah. Chayev Adam the Besumi Bepurya.
What is
Farsossel, yeah. And what does the Art Scroll says Bossim? Well, you'll have to return the art scroll.
The way you look at the Rashi, the thing, it looks like two sonos.
Okay, anyhow, you can't. He said it didn't taste good, so he returned it to the shop. Amalei Abayis. Abayis says to Rava, "Just a minute. V'hanantznan leilatag. If you mixed in water already, you're not allowed to give it to. You can't give it to the retailer. I'll appreciate it even if you told him, because he's going to end up selling it on." What happens when they return a bottle of wine? You sell it on to the next person? Chuck in the rubbish. Well, in those days, the retailer would then just sell it to the next customer.
You can't return an open bottle of wine.
Well, in those days... He's laughing. Yeah, anyhow, this is what happened.
So now he's got a sealing machine in the back.
No. Don't you know I'm running a wine library? You borrow a bottle and then you don't like it, you bring
it back. It's Amalei. So Robert says to Abaya, it's okay. When I mix it with water, I can return it to the shop. Why?
Because he has different recipes.
Because my recipe is so different that everybody's going to know right away.
Who was it that said that he could recognize that Abaya mixed in the cup because he has a different...
It's probably Robert. The Ah, you'll tell me that he'll take some more water and put it in. Now that he's already got watered down wine, I gave him a heter because it was my special recipe. So he thinks, I've already mixed with water. I'll put more water in. I'll make a bigger margin. Yeah, and that's what you're worried about, that I shouldn't give it back to him because he's going to make a bigger margin and mix more water in. Azim Kain and the Dover Soif. If you're going to worry about that, it's a study myth, not the end. Because then you shouldn't sell water, Rashi says. You shouldn't sell water to a shopkeeper either, because you might mix it with his wine. Yeah, so you can't just never give anything to anybody because they might do something untoward. It has to be, there has to be a limit to that. Okay, next part is Mokrem Shenogu Lahatoman Biyayin Atila, where it's customary that everybody puts water in the wine, then you can. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Lebechtzel, Shavir, they had certain percentages, half, a third, and a quarter, that everybody knew about, so then it's okay. I'm a Rav, Uben Agita Shana, and that is also talking about when you're in the manufacturing process itself, but not later on. Once you've got the finished product, you can't then mix it with more water again. Okay, that is cheating about quality of wine. Now we have an ex Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Omer Le'chalak Achevani Klayas Vagoz Netzinoikos. They can't make the shopkeeper's not allowed to make a special offer
to give out lollies to the kids.
No promotions.
No promotional lollies if you can't,
to babies.
If you buy a bottle of wine, I'll throw in six steak knives with that and all that. You can't do that for the tinoikas, to the kids. Because then the kids then nudge the parents.
I want to go to that shop.
Shop because I get a free, whatever.
Johnny Punnett used to give us a sausage when we used to come.
Free sausage. So it's the Tanakhama says, or Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to do that because you're going to drum up more business and take away from other people. The Chachamim say, what are you talking about? That's a great idea. Yeah, exactly. So they say it's permitted. Then Rabbi Yehuda also says that you can't give discounts because it's not fair to all the people who aren't giving discounts. On the contrary, good luck if you're giving discounts. Not only to him, to everybody else. I don't know, but all stores should give discounts.
They're for a free market economy.
Yeah, free market economy. Competition.
I wish it wasn't.
It's good for everybody. Abishol says you cannot clean out the chaff from your beans because people will look at it and they think that there's no chaff in there. And the rabbis say that you can because...
I feel chaffed.
Yeah, what did they say that you can't?
Because...
I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, we're going to say it tomorrow because people will think that that the quality is better than it really is.
Because it's cleaned out.
You've made it look better, yeah. You've taken stuff that's
better because you've taken
out. Yeah, you've done a part of the work.
But if people think that it was lechatchila didn't have so much rubbish in it, then they'll think that bechal is better quality. Yeah, so you're like detailing your greasing. Yeah, so you can't do it. The Chum say you can. Everyone agrees. You can't just do the top layer on the bucket, the fruit basket. You can't just make the top ones look good and underneath is rubbish. Yeah, because that is called trickering the eye, stealing from the eye. You cannot spruce up, is the best word I can think of. If you're selling a person, let's say a slave, you can't detail him and make him look better than he really is.
Makeup on or something.
Yes, makeup. And similarly, you're selling an animal. And any kalim that you're selling also.
That means you can't do a touch-up on a car, Harvey.
Yeah, that's it. You can't do it and make it look better than it is. No repainting. All the scratches that are there.
Excellent.
Yeah. Anyhow, says the Gemara, my time, I had a rabbanon. Why does the rabbi say it's okay to offer special promotions? The Amalei, because he can say to the other shopkeeper, I give out Amgozi bars. The Art Paligshiski, you give out timeouts or whatever.
Prunes.
You know. Yeah, prunes.
Foolish, says Rashi.
Prunes, yeah. That'll get the kids in there. Prunes. You'll give out chocolate, I will give out marshmallows.
I'm all like a kid.
Yeah. And then, so everybody can do it, and therefore there's no reason to stop people from doing it.
Excited about hazelnuts will also get excited about
the prunes. That's the one. V'lo yivches ashar. So Rabbi Yehuda says you can't make discounts. My time with Rabbanon, why do the rabbis say that? Turn the page. Mishum to come arvach l'tayra because you're making a good market. Everything's cheap and plentiful, and everybody's happy, and good. And it's no inflation. Who's the chachamim who say it's allowed? Rav Acha, the Tanya, Rav Acha, Matir b'davar hanira, because you can see it. So therefore, you can see that the psoilus has been removed. And therefore, you know what you're getting. He says, even though it looks better that you're going to pay more for it, it's almost like what you said. It is better because you've taken out the rubbish. So Chum say, if you took out the rubbish, it's taka better. So you're not tricking anybody. They can see that it's taking it out is better. Okay. Eim farchesin as adam chul as a kelim to rabbanon. Eim sharvetin as a behema. You cannot whatever this one went to. Sharvet is like a. The scepter of Achashverosh, yeah, to make the behemoth's hair stand up because it makes him look fatter. And if you brush out the hair, I'm not sure which type of behemoth we're talking about. It makes the animal look fatter, but really it's just hair.
You got breakfast.
You gave him an Elvis style haircut.
It's like when they puff up the Streimach nowadays. They brush them up. They look like Gerish Bodikas.
Yeah, like that. The ein nevchem bekirbayim, and you can't blow out the. If you got the kishkas of the animal in the butcher, you can't pump them up with make them look fatter than they really are. The ein shevinas abasamayim, and you can't soak the meat in water because it makes it cleaner, and therefore, even if it's lean, it'll look fat.
More desirable.
Yeah, it makes it look better. Is my aim is sharvatin? What's the pshat aim is sharvatin that we said about aim is sharvatin? About hema hachar teguma maya the chizri, that you give him a drink, and it make you give him a drink of meisubin. Rashi says, and it makes his hair stand up and his stomach bloat, and therefore you give the cow a drink, and he ends up looking nice and fat more than he was really is. Ziri Yomar Rav Kahana Maskafta. That he's Maskafta is I looked it up and I forgot.
Kirtsuf,
yeah, which means what brushing
it's a scraping,
yeah. brushing it in a certain way. And Shmuel Shara
hairstyle.
Shmuel Shara the Mimra Tumi the Sarbala. Shmuel said you're allowed to put little silk threads hanging off a garment. If you're selling in the shop a garment, you can put like silk tassels on it to make it look nicer. Rabbi Huda Shorla Kaskusi Karmi, he said you could you got clothes that have pictures on them to make them look better. Rabbi Shorla Medak Tzardi, he said that you could what are we doing? We're making it look thin. You press it out to make it look thinner, and that makes it better for some reason. If it's a canvas garment or canvas cloth, Rava Shavulet Slumi Giri. Rava said you can put pictures on your arrows. Rav Papa Bashmol Shavulet Slumi Dikuli, you can make pictures on your baskets. So you can do things to beautify, what you're selling when everybody can see that that's what you've done. Yeah, what you can't do is make things artificially look better than they really are, and really you're selling a lemon, and you make it look like a esrog. Okay. Fred the Gemara, 1 minute. How come you're allowed to paint baskets or not? So the Gemara's face value is saying, how come these last few, where they permitted different things, how come they were permitted when we said you're not allowed to do them up? It's like, kashra habacharati habatiki. It's different, because if it's brand new, then it's permitted, because everyone knows that you're sprucing it up to sell in the shop, and therefore they can decide if they want to pay the extra price for the niceness of it. But by habatiki, if it's old, then you make it new, yeah. If you've got a brand new car, you can wash it before the buyer comes in to look at it and polish it. But if you've got an old one and you're just covering up all the old and trying to make it look new, that you can't do. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, Pirchus to Adam. What does it mean a person? So I understand a car, I mean a behemoth, I understand clothes. What do you mean you're detailing a person? Says the Gemara, Mahiki Hada Hahu Avda Saba. There was an old slave, and he was trying to sell himself as a slave. The Azal Tzavala Vesha Dikne. He had white hair and a white beard, so he went and dyed his hair and his beard black and pretended he was young. Asala came to Rava, Amalei Zvinon. He came to Rava and said, buy me. Amalei, so Rava saw through it, and he said, Yiyu Aniyim B'nei Beischa. No, I'd rather support real needy people, not you. Also the comment that Papa Bar Shmuel, he came to him, Zovna, and he fell for it, and he bought it. Yemachad, one day he said to this slave, Amalei Ashken Maya, go bring me a cup of water. It's Ozal Chavre the Reisha Dikne. So he went and he re-whitened his hair, he got rid of the dye, and he came to him, and he looked like an old man, and he says, you're asking me to bring you a cup of water? Amalei Chazid, I'm not Koshish Me'avucha, I'm older than your father. What are you chutzpah asking me to bring you a cup of water? So he got tricked. It's Kari Anafshi Tzadik Mitzor Nechlatz. The Tzadik was saved from trouble. That was Rava who saw through it. So Vayovei Acher Tachtov, and someone else comes and he gets the Tzorah. So Rava was the Tzadik and he got saved from trouble, and look what happened to me. Okay, Hajla Chazov. Finished with the gold. Now comes interest. Ezehu Neshech, what's the definition of interest? Ve'ezehu tarbis, and what is the definition of tarbis? So Gemara, we're going to say that the tarbis that we're talking about here is, the Pasuk says, uses the words both Neshech and tarbis, but here we're talking about tarbis de Rabbanon. So there's interest, which is osim in Atorah, and then there's also rabbinical interest, which isn't really interest, but it's like interest, and therefore it's also osim. So what is that? It's so Hamalva Sela Behe Dinim. If you lend somebody, a Sela is four dinars, yeah? So you lend somebody $4, and you say you have to pay back $5. So that's interest, straight out and out interest on a loan. Sasayim chitin b'sholosh. I lend you two saw of wheat, and I tell you, you're going to pay back three. Is also, that's called putting the bite on him, literally. Yeah, so that's interest, that's clear. Ezahu tarbis, what is this rabbinical tarbis? Hamarba beperis, is if you play around with the prices of fruit. So it's not a loan situation, but it's a sale. It's fiddling with a sale to make you get something extra. And he's going to say exactly what he means in a minute. Ketzad, how does that work? Lokachem erechitim bedinar zahav akur. He sold him a kur of wheat for a dinar zahav, which is 25 silver thingos. So let's simplify it and call it $25. Yeah, to make life easier for ourselves. So he sells him a kur. So he agrees, I'm buying a kur of wheat, and I'm going to pay you $25, but I'm not taking it all right now. Here's the $25. Each week, you'll give me a supply for that week. Yeah? The chen hashar, and that's the fixed price. So you're allowed to do that. So generally, you're not allowed to do that. If there's no fixed price, you can't pay ahead of time and then get it later, because then you're actually paying for you're getting a discount for giving him the money early, then that's called schar hamtanas mois. You're making money just by the fact that the other guy had your money for a while, which is a sort of what interest is. Yeah, but if there's a fixed price, then you're not making anything, because if he didn't sell to you, he sold to somebody else. Like, it's exactly the same price. No one's making any profit. So that was normally permitted. Yeah, so you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to say, here's $25, and each week you'll give me my weekly amount for the year.
You stipulate.
Yeah, as long as that price is fixed, then everyone knows the price. And what happens if afterwards the price went up to $30 for that amount, yeah? It's on my lawyer, and the guy says, oh, you know what? I've got all this accounts receivable. I've got all this wheat that he owes me, and now the price has gone up. I want to get that wheat and do something with it, use it to invest in. It's on my lawyer. He says, ten lichita, give me all the wheat that's left over, whatever's left in the account, give me all my wheat. Shani rates to lemoicher, and I want to sell the wheat. Velikach ben yai, now I want to buy wine. Wheat's gone up. I want to sell the wheat and buy wine. Wine's cheap now. I want to sell the expensive wheat and buy some cheap wine with it. So the wine will go up. He wants to invest it. It's on my lawyer. And then the other guy says back to him, harechi techa asuyas alai b'shloishim. You know what? Let's make a cheshbon. The wheat that I owe you is, let's calculate how much I owe you based on $30 a barrel.
On today's market price.
And I'll sell you the wine. Yeah? But Yayin Ainlo, he hasn't actually got the wine. If he's actually got the wine, so he can give him wine instead of wheat, because you can always give value of something if you owe that, yeah? But if he hasn't got the wine, so what are you doing? You're making the deal now on something that's going to happen later, which is, again, this Hamtanas Mois business. Yeah? So that he cannot do. In other words, because he made the stipulation that it's $25 a pound, yeah? He can't suddenly change it to $30 a pound.
So prepayment discounts are an offer?
Prepayment discounts are only permitted if it's a fixed price.
Someone tells you, here's an invoice, you owe me $1,000.
Yeah.
If 5% discount if you pay early. If you pay by a certain date early, before the due date.
Yeah, that's different, because you've already supplied the goods.
No, not necessarily. It could be a service. I'll give you a marshal.
No,
a
service is for sure okay.
A company who provides me with the ongoing maintenance for computers. And if I pay before a certain date...
If you pay in advance for it...
Then I get a discount. But
no.
Does that mean...
No, if the shahr...
I haven't delivered the service yet.
No, but if the shahr is fixed, then you can. But it's really,
so
I think
the nafkamina here?
It applies only really to goods, not to services. I think I can't see how it applies to services. No, here the problem is that his deal is that he's getting the price is fixed to 25, and in the middle we're changing the price to 30. Yeah, so you can't do that.
Won't you stipulate it?
Yeah. Okay, so that's we want to talk about this. That's called tarbis. We'll see in further detail. Says the Gemara. First of all, midas chavik l'ribis deraisa v'kamifarish rabbanon. The first thing that the Gemara notices about the Mishnah is that it's not explaining ribis min hatorah. It's going straight to tarbis, which is only it's only prohibited midrabbanon. That whole last thing with the fruit and the wine and everything is only midrabbanon. Yeah. So that means it's assuming that the word tarbis is rabbinical. So noshech is Torah. And tarbis rabbinical. Mikal daraisa neshek v'tarbis chalim nilsi. That means when the Torah uses the word neshek and tarbis, it's all one thing. That's interest for a loan, and therefore the tarbis we're talking about here, the rabbinical tarbis, is something else. That means in the Torah there is no two things of neshek and tarbis. How can you say that? We've got two different psukim, neshek kesef, and it talks about a neshek putting the bite with money, and it says a ribis sechel. The pasuk says. As kaspachal lesitin loy b'neshech, your money you can't give b'neshech, but marbis lesitin ochlecha. And your food you can't give with marbis. So it sounds like neshech and marbis. One is money and one is food. It sounds like minat Torah. It's two different things. So the Gemara says back to himself, Atishbar, does that question make any sense? The ikon neshech le'tavish, le'tavish le'neshech, is it possible to have one without the other? So the assumption over here is that neshech means that you're taking more money, and tarbis means that you're making a profit out of it. Yeah, so there's both aspects to it. So can you take extra money, but it actually doesn't make you any better off? That's the question. So how would you say that you could do that? It's impossible to have one without the other, says the Gemara. Why not? Why is it so? Because how would you assume you can get neshech b'le tarbis, so you get extra money without making a profit? Hey, Chidomi, what are you telling me? If you lent him $100 and he's giving you back $120, is make kora karmi meya bedan. Oh, sorry, $100. We've got 100 prutas. So exchange, this is an exchange rate arbitrage, yeah? So what happens is 100 prutas is worth a sixth of a dinar. I don't know why they couldn't just use nice decimal numbers to make it easier, but.
It's like an old currency.
You know? So you said that you lent him 100 prutas at the time when the pruta was worth. 100 prutas to a sixth of a dinar. Well, the besoif kami may have esrim bedanka, and then when it's time to pay it back, there's 120 prutas in a dollar. Yeah, so even though it's a dollar, yeah, but the number of cents in the dollar changed, if you like, yeah. So you gave him back when the exchange rates changed. So you think that that's called ripping him off? Neshech ika. Yes, it's bad for him. That means you borrowed money in American dollars, and then the Australian dollar went down, so you got to pay back more Australian dollars. Yeah. So there's neshech. That's bad luck for the borrower. He's been bitten. The kanaki slay, you're taking off from him. The kashokel mine mided loyoy, because you're taking what he didn't give you. You're taking back 120 Australian dollars instead of 100. Yeah. But there's no profit for the lender. Yeah, the less the Rafka, he doesn't make a profit. He lent you 100 US, he's getting back 100 US. Danke, his favorite Danke, Shokelmine. We understand the dollars much better than this Danke business, yeah? Yeah, I lent you $100 when it was parity, yeah? But by the time you pay me back, it's 120 Australian dollars to 100 American dollars. You're giving back $120, so you feel the pain, but I don't get any profit. I'm just getting back what I lent you. So therefore, you'll tell me there is such a thing as neshech without tarbis. But saif, nevertheless, you can't call it neshech without tarbis, because in mebasamei koras alta. If you look at the exchange rate at the beginning, yeah, it was 100 Australian dollars, and you're giving me back 120. If you look at it from the beginning perspective, at the time I lent you 100 Australian dollars, not 120. There's harei neshech, so you're getting bitten by harei tarbis, and I'm making profit because I gave you 100 Australian dollars and I'm getting back 120. And if you look at it from the perspective of the end, at the end, 100 American dollars is 120 Australian dollars. So now you're giving me back 120, you're just giving me what I deserve? Is that loy neshech ikul etabis? Because then nobody's losing. You're not losing because you're still giving me back 100 American dollars. And I'm not gaining because I'm getting back 100 American dollars. So no one wins and no one loses. So it's either neither or it's both. So what he's saying is, if the exchange rate fluctuates in between, yeah, but the loan is based on 100 American dollars, that either, whichever way you look at it, either you're losing and I'm gaining, or neither of us are losing or gaining. You can't say that you're losing but I'm not gaining. It doesn't make sense.
Neither of us are losing.
Depends on how you look at it. If you say $100 I lent you, $100 you're paying back, so nobody lost. If you say $100 I lent you, $120 you're paying back, so then you lost and I gained. So either way you look at it, there's both neshech and tarbis. Neshech is the pain and tarbis is the profit.
If you, the borrower, has got American dollars, and you've got Australian dollars, and so if you choose to give him back the same $100, then really you're not out of pocket. But
you decided you're giving Australian dollars. So that,
but how do you enter into this agreement knowing that
Okay, good. But that you can enter into an agreement of borrowing money and paying interest also. You're not allowed to do it. Mm. Yeah. So he says, if you're going to call this neshech, if you're going to try to find where you have neshech without tarbis, it's impossible, because it's either one or the other. Vesu, and also the other way around. Tarbis play neshech, that one guy loses, one guy gains, and the other guy doesn't lose. How is that possible? Hey, Chidomi. If he lends him 100, he pays back 100. Now, this time, the Australian dollar went up. Yeah? So you lent him when it was 100, when it was parity. And now he's paying back 80 Australian dollars. Yeah? So now you're going to say that he's making his ibasim. So therefore, what's going to happen? Sorry, he pays him back, and he pays him back in Australian dollars, but the Australian dollar's gone up. So you're actually paying him more Australian dollars than what you borrowed. Yeah. So if you borrowed when it was parity, yeah, and then you're paying back 100 Australian dollars, but really now 100 American dollars is only 80, yeah. So you've gained those 20.
He's lost.
You've gained, yeah. So that's the same sort of thing. It's the other way around. If bossa make kar azalta, if you just look at it at the original exchange rate, lo nashachik, well, nobody loses. It's 100 bucks, 100 bucks. If bossa soif azalta, if you look at the exchange rates and say that by the end it's the 100 bucks is only worth 80, haray nashachik tabri, so you lose, I gain. So it's impossible to have one without the other. So what do you mean? Yeah. So therefore, that's why the Torah says Neshech and Tarbis is all one thing. It's the same thing. It's just different words. Elam Arava. Iyatza Meitza Lo Neshech Lo Tarbis Lo Tarbis Lo Neshech. You can't have one without the other and the other without the one. But like Chilkan Akar. So why does the Torah, why does the Pasuk Taka say both things? And the Lava Allah Bishnei Lavin is because there's two Loisa says. That's it. We'll have to leave it up. Okay. 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 Okay.